Now, Philip Semper Pierre, Acting Deputy and Creator, today's date is 09/01/2025. Dictation is 4. Mr. Jose de la Carda, de la Cerda. De la Cerda spells D-E-L-A-C-E-R-D-A. De la Carda, Jose spells J-O-S-E. Date of birth is 08/10/1955. This is a 70-year-old gentleman here with cough period. Patient said this has been going on for over a week, but has gotten worse in the last 3 days. Said his cough is productive of green sputum. He denies blood in his sputum, denies travel history, denies night sweats, weight loss. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient reports bilateral ear pain. Next line, patient reports increased temperature. Next line, patient reports ringing in his ears. Next line, patient reports dryness in his throat and sometimes pain in his throat, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit, no changes, period. Next paragraph. Review of systems, all systems were reviewed, as mentioned above. Others were negative, period. Next paragraph, physical exam is alert-oriented and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 95% of room air. Blood pressure is 128 over 73, pulse 69. Respiration 18, temperature 97.5 P. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, nose congested, green discharge. Erythematous and edematous turbinates. Next paragraph, throat, erythematous, edematous, tonsils, pharynx, no exudates present. Uvula is erythematous and edematous also, but midline and mobile, period. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion and rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, mild but diffuse inspiratory and expiratory wheezes. No use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac regular rhythm, rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen mildly distended, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort to range of motion, bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented, time 3, cranial nerves, 2/10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is otitis media. Please go back to physical examination. It's ear, and the right is erythematous. Effusion is present. Effusion appears purulent. Delta light reflex. External ear canal is without erythema or edema, no mastoid tenderness, no tracheal tug, period. Next paragraph. Back to assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is otitis media, number 2 is otalgia, number 3 is cough, number 4 is bronchitis, number 6 is pharyngitis, number 7 is rhinitis, period. Next paragraph. The following medication was administered in the clinic today. Rocephin 1 gram IM, dexamethasone 10 milligrams IM, albuterol and Atrovent via nebulizer times 1. He was observed in the clinic on completion of these interventions. Then reevaluated, he reported improvement. And is comfortable with my discharge plans. Strongly encouraged to come back to the clinic if symptoms does not get better, or if he gets worse, or to go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. Patient was sent home with the following medication: Tessalon 100 milligrams, 1 PO, TID for 10 days, number 30. Next medication, amoxicillin 875 milligrams, 1 PO, BID for 10 days, number 20. Next medication, hydroxyzine 20 milligrams, 1 PO at bedtime for 30 days, number 30. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.